Good morning, everybody. I am so glad you guys stopped by Mornings with Ken. You know the routine. Go get that cup of coffee. Go get that virtual donut. Pull up a chair, kick off your shoes, and stay a while. I'm really glad you're here.
On the punt, gets the kick away. Driving Metcalf all the way back to the 25. Ahead to the 30. Outside to the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50.
Football. No better sport than NFL football. Hey guys, did you see the new prices for the NFL game day ticket package? I don't know what's going on with the NFL. So I don't know if they're forcing people to buy the NFL package, or if it's still going to be your teams are still going to be on the a couple of the major networks. But if you're a big football fan and you love watching your football, I used to. I mean, I still might be a fan, but the older I get, the less of a fan I am of professional sports. I heard a talk show host a few years ago talk about as he was getting older, and he says that he grew not to like professional sports. And I didn't understand it at the time. I thought, yeah, but sports are so fun. Baseball, football, and basketball, and hockey. But now I see his point. Now I understand his point. Sports is a bunch of nonsense. It's okay if you disagree with me. And this is just my opinion. But I saw online that the NFL football package for YouTube TV. So this is what I'm getting a little confused about. It's the NFL football package on YouTube. The prices are going up. So you got to get the YouTube NFL game day package. The cheapest one I seen, so cheapest mean, you know, limited amount of games, was $200. Then the prices go up from there. I think I saw a $238, a $250. The highest one was just shy of $300 for all teams 16 games. Just shy of $300. No, maybe it was over a little over $300. $328. Now, there's no way I'm paying that kind of money. Hopefully, I hope it doesn't mean that they're coming off the major networks, Fox and who does the other games? Fox TV and NBC? I forget. But at any rate, I hope they're not going off those networks. But if they do, that's fine with me. I always just stop watching NFL football. Because I am not paying that kind of money for entertainment. I could find better entertainment without paying that much money. And it's fine. Now, if you listeners out there, if you're okay with that, you love your sports and you have entertainment money to spend, I'm good with that. I mean, it's fine. I'm not really condemning you, but let's just say some of us blue collar guys, at what point does it become too much money to spend when you're just trying to eke out a living and pay the bills and pay the mortgage and Johnny needs new shoes and Sally needs a new dress. When do you say enough is enough and refuse to pay these outrageous costs just for entertainment? And also, having said that, YouTube, the NFL package, is going to be limited to one person. So there will be no sharing your password, so your friends can jump on. Somehow, you know, they're going to do the technical thing behind the scenes and make sure only one viewer can view your subscription to the YouTube channel for the NFL package. And guys, I just think enough is enough. I'm not going to pay for it. And here's another reason that I'm not going to support at least football for right now. I still love my baseball. Baseball's America's greatest pastime. But for the NFL, if you're going to throw political drama in my face, if you're going to keep bringing politics into football, then I'm going to have to say bye-bye. And at my age now, I'm okay with saying bye-bye. I don't want to support whatever political agenda you have. Leave that off of Sunday's TV. And I don't care what it is. I'm not taking one side or the other. I don't want... Sports used to be a way to relax and forget about work, forget about other stuff, and just have a good time watching, you know, football. But now it's all about an agenda, to push an agenda. I'm done with that. I mean, I'm over 50 now. Like, I don't need you, NFL, anymore. I don't need the NFL anymore. I don't need the players who have an agenda to show off on the field in whatever their agenda is or political stance. I don't need to pay players that are getting themselves in trouble off the field. I don't need my politically correct football team to have a pie chart of diversity of sexuality. I just want to watch football. I don't want your political agenda. And you think these athletes in the NFL are being paid, of course, millions of dollars and you know, for their skills. You know, okay. But are they the guys that you want to support and give millions of dollars to so they can use it for the wrong things and support programs and ideas that I may not agree with? Why make a sports star a millionaire? And I know this is an old argument that I've heard all my life, but truly, why do we make athletes multimillionaires? I know it's TV ratings, and they help the team earn money and the networks, and everybody gets paid and all that. I'm done with that. I mean, enough is enough already. So, NFL, YouTube, you are getting none of this guy's money. I'm too broke. I'm old and broke. No money for you guys. YouTube. All right, we'll be right back.
Yes, William, the kids were cruel, but oh, I saw something different in you. The impression you made with the seed in me that began to grow when I first believed. Oh, William, on the street, him singing, testifying, and they called him preacher. I was there when they put him down, but I want to say that I've come around. Yes, William, the kids were cruel, but oh, I saw something different in you. The impression you made with the seed in me that began to grow when I first believed.
Okay, welcome back. Hey, I'm not sure if I'll really get rid of football out of my life, but I definitely don't care about it as much. You know, I think it's time we evaluate things in our life and things we want to get rid of that we don't need anymore or don't desire anymore. You know, we all have stuff. We all have stuff in our lives that we could be working on to improve ourselves, improve our marriage, improve our relationship with friends and families, improve our attitudes. And, you know, as people, we get messy, right? We're kind of all kind of dirtied up, right? I mean, have you ever judged anybody? Have you ever looked at somebody and said, hey, that person is, just to use an example, that person, you know, they're really overweight. Man, why don't they just stop eating so much? Man, and you know what? I don't want to be associated with that person. And that's just one example of how we all have baggage. We all got stuff on us, you know? Or maybe you see somebody and maybe they're loaded up with, you know, like a biker and loaded up with tattoos all over themselves. I remember years ago at a former church I was a part of in the 90s, there was a guy who, he was like a motorcycle type guy. And he had some four-letter words tattooed on his knuckles, and they were not very appropriate at all. But he got saved, but yet he still had these inappropriate tattoos. And there's nothing wrong with tattoos, by the way. I might get a tattoo. But everybody's got issues, whether it's an addiction, whether it's maybe some type of fear in their life, or sin, or regret, or anxiety, depression, lack of trust in people. We all go through stuff, and sometimes, you know, our bodies catch these things. You know, they're like, you know, the scars on our hearts. We all get dirtied. There's a song I like. It's called "Angels with Dirty Faces." We're somewhat like we're angels with dirty faces. We're messy. We're dirty. We got dirt on our skin. We're damaged people. All of us are. All of us have something we're not proud of in our life, or maybe we're still working on, and maybe it's something we want to accomplish. But we all are going through something. And if you're not, you need to reexamine yourself, because I'm sure there's something in your life that you're working on or need to be working on. You know, recently, a good friend of mine helped me out. We had some scrapes on our car, on our vehicle. We had a little accident, and our car was scraped up against another car. Nobody was hurt or injured, and nobody received a ticket or anything like that. But there was some pretty bad scuff marks all on the passenger side of our car. And I had mentioned it to my friend, and he said, bring it over one day. So I called him up, asked if I could bring it over. I brought it over to his house, and this friend of mine, he got his buffer out and put some a liquid, a material on the buffer thingy-do. I don't know what it's called. But he buffed out my car. He took all those lines on my car that made my car look awful. All the lines, the dark lines that didn't match the paint. We have a white car, and it was, very easy to see the scuff marks on the passenger side of the car. Well, my friend put a little elbow juice in it, and elbow grease, and with his buffer, he buffed out all those lines on the car. You know, got me thinking, we all have lines or scars that we wear, and they're all different. As I said, we all have different things. So I think we just need to be a little bit more kinder when we see people. Maybe this person you see doesn't come from your side of town, not your kind of people. You know, maybe they don't dress like you or act like you. They don't speak well like you. Maybe they wear certain clothes that you would never wear. Maybe they're even a little dirty, like, you know. Maybe they're homeless, you know. But we all wear something on our skin, something we're working on. You don't know what that person went through in life. If you looked at my car, you would know my car went through something, but you don't know the details. You don't know what happened to cause those marks on the car. You don't know the exact situation. You don't know the other car involved. If there was another car, was it scraped up against the pole? Was anybody hurt? All you see are, I'm going to call them scars on my car, dirty marks, scuff marks on my car. Well, just like in people, you may look at someone from the outside and look at them and judge them. You know, why are they a certain way? Why is this person they seem mean or put off, or they have this personality, or, you know, whatever. You got to allow the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to do the buffing. You know, you can't change everybody. You can only work on yourself. So yeah, people are going to be messy. They're going to have marks on them, marks of fear and anxiety and of lack of self-confidence. They're going to have, you know, all kinds of mental issues and life issues, and you know, maybe questioning who they are, and they all have stuff that scraped on them. But sometimes you gotta let the Holy Spirit slowly start buffing those stains out of their lives. You know, let the Holy Spirit deal with the scrapes and bumps in people's lives. Now, you can help. You can be an encouragement. You could pray for them. You know, how about the next time before we judge somebody, we ask them, how can we help? Or, hey, what's your story? What are you going through? Do you mind sharing it with me? You know, maybe work up to that point. You meet them for coffee or something, and you get to know who they are. And then as you build a friendship, you can discuss things that they're dealing with that they're ready to open up with. But leave it up to God and the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Holy Spirit. To deal with the scrapes and bumps on people. But be ready to help when called upon. Hey, I'm so glad you guys stopped by today. Won't you guys have an awesome day? Hey, I love you guys. And I really appreciate you guys coming on the stream with me and listening to my podcast. And hey, have an awesome day. Love you.
This one is small. This one is standing.